Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
It's my favorite time of the week when we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband.
Oh, great. I'm thrilled.
Star 99.9, today's best mix.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card on Star 99.9.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Hey.
Hi.
So let me tell you what your husband did this morning.
Oh, boy.
Now, we don't have an actual intern, but we have new producer Doug. We only have producer Doug on one day a week because he has a real job here besides helping us out in the morning, right?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So his job, producer Doug, is to help us because we have so much work. So he helps us do important things. But your husband decided that even though we would never send an intern out to get us coffee or breakfast, that he would send producer Doug, who we're lucky to have one day a week, out to get him two double egg bacon egg and cheeses.
What?
Yeah.
Delicious. I deserve it.
What? Wait a minute. Okay, so we went grocery shopping on Saturday night and spent over $200 on groceries, and you have a refrigerator full of fruit and yogurt, and you had to have bacon, egg, and cheese?
I already ate my pineapple. I already ate all my apple that I brought with me. I brought my granola bar. I ate all of that stuff this morning.
I packed my lunch this morning, and there's still a bag of cantaloupe in there, cut up and ready for you, and probably 16 yogurts that you never eat.
Well, and also, I offered him my healthy oatmeal. I offered him some of my frittata, an English muffin. I offered him my rice cakes.
I don't even like Nelly frittata.
Okay. He thought it was more important to send Doug out.
Yep.
And Doug did it.
Yep.
He did it well, too. Two sandwiches. They were decent. I'm not going to lie.
Doug should have said no.
You know what? Doug doesn't have the power to say no. Let's not turn this into a thing about Doug and his suffering.
He really does have the power.
Doug got to get out of this room for 15 minutes. Doug doesn't seem too upset about it.
Mm. Anyway, Alicia, how was your husband this past week?
Oh, he did all right. He did a couple chores around the house for me and went and picked up the cat's medication. He did pretty decent.
Through a driving snowstorm, and I barreled down the Merritt Parkway till I hit 91, and then, of course, the Berlin Turnpike, where I procured such medication so my cat's thyroid may stay the proper size. I mean, it was the same thing basically as a man climbing Everest. Like, if you saw Batman Begins, Anna, it's like the beginning where he goes for that flower thing.
Okay.
It's the same thing.
I don't know. Do you know how much stuff I do around the house and how many errands I run? He runs one errand, and this is what comes of it. He is king of the mountain. It's ridiculous.
You know, if you added some epic music and a big movie-type voice when you were vacuuming the house, you might feel better about it.
I doubt it.
I also would like to rat him out because he was complaining that you reminded him to get flowers on Valentine's Day and that you also want a dog bed and that he was annoyed that you were at TJ Maxx, saw the one you wanted, and didn't buy it.
Wow, you were complaining, huh?
All I said was, it's TJ Maxx. That bed could be gone in an instant.
I guess you better get over there, huh?
She told you this like 2 weeks ago she wanted this. Why didn't you just order it when she asked you a long time ago?
Well, yeah. Now she has to pick it out and approve it. I mean, I don't get to make those kind of decisions.
No,
Anna.
But if it's a gift, then yeah, you are.
No.
You keep the receipt. And
ask her. Ask her. Do I get to make those decisions?
Oh, well, it has to be a nice bed. You should run it past me.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
All right.
See what I'm saying? She should have just bought that bed and I would have paid her credit card bill.
All right. So based on all this information, what would you give Raven as a grade for this past week?
Don't forget all those clothes I folded yesterday.
He did decent. He'll get a B.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, we'll talk next week after Valentine's Day, Anna.
That's
we'll see
true.
How that goes.
That's great. Now I feel like, you know, I'm already in trouble.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what it is she actually wants. No way I'm not going to screw it up.